Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Riber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch, who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Rogel scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to third for the out. Maynisch moves to second. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. Riber drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McNair out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Riber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up beyond short. Rogel can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cook strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns is hit by the pitch. Owen moves to second. Frank Riber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riber is 0-for-1 in the game. Riber hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNair for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. River settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogel moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogel scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cook hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gehringer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. River fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to second. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridges covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank River is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. River is 0 for 2 in the game. River hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Werber reaches second base with a double. Cronin moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell is walked intentionally. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin scores. Werber moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. It's Tigers, 2, Red Sox, 2. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it. Throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive off the glove of Burns, and into shallow right field. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch bunts towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to second. Ski Melillo pinch runs for Eric McNair. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game. With a single. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. River settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Grove is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ski Melillo now playing second base. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to second. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. River settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank River is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. River is 0 for 3 in the game. River hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Al Simmons pinch hits for Tommy Bridges. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. River moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.